The plan would shave about $700 million off the overall budget shortfall for the next 2.5 years. It would get most of that through a hospital assessment that's basically an accounting trick to get more federal Medicaid money for hospitals and more tax dollars for the state. It would cut $125 million from state agencies, but the cuts would only be temporary and they would not shave as much off the budget shortfall as the tax increases. We're seeing Republican Robin Voss told his colleagues on the Joint Finance Committee they were taking the wrong approach.
I bet you won't find many Wisconsinites who say that's the way to grow the economy, is to raise taxes on people all across the state while doing a very small amount of temporary spending cuts.
The other major new tax in the plan is something called combined reporting that applies only to multi-state corporations. It would make it harder for them to use out-of-state subsidiaries to lower their Wisconsin tax burden. Business groups say it amounts to a new burden on employers at a time when they're already stressed. But Assembly Democrat and Finance Committee co-chair Mark Pocan says the plan is about closing a loophole and protecting most Wisconsin businesses and their workers.
You know, we're probably not going to bring special interests in to write bills anymore. So I want you to understand things are going to be a little different. We are going to stand up for the small and medium-sized businesses that I think have been ignored far too long.
The measure approved by the panel would also spend the first $300 million in federal stimulus money for several state road projects. Lawmakers also tweaked the proposal to give themselves more oversight when it comes to spending future stimulus money. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.